Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. A young man killed his parents in Long Island in a Long Island deli. And I read about this on Long Island. There is a deli, I believe, in Bethpage, and a young man who was troubled, he had a drug addiction, killed both of his parents, I believe, stabbed them to death in a Long Island deli. And I don't like hearing that because that's where I grew up, and I don't like to hear that. Now, this isn't as rare as you'd think on Long Island. There's actually a lot of people who do kill their parents. This is true. And it's something that just hangs in the air, is that people kill their parents on Long Island. This is not something that's completely unheard of. Unfortunately, this does happen. And, you know, I get it. Obviously, I would never kill my parents, and I would never want anyone to be killed, and I would never want anyone's parents to be killed, and I would certainly never want anyone to be killed in a deli, which should be a place of love and kind of, you know, reflection. That's what a deli is. You should be able to kind of eat and kind of reflect on your day, your week, your month, your year, the trajectory of your life, whatever. I mean, sitting in a deli should be peaceful. You should not be dealing with a guy who came in to stab his parents. But just knowing a lot of people on Long Island and knowing kind of, you know, that whole thing, that whole dynamic, I'm trying to be very careful about how I say this, but I can understand, and I'm obviously would never condone it. Obviously. I mean, I don't know how many disclaimers I need here, but I think the fans and the listeners know what I'm trying to say. I understand this. I do not agree with it. But I have met enough people on that island. You know, I grew up there. I lived there for many years. And I get, and here's the other thing people aren't going to like, I get doing both of them. Because if you kill one of your parents on Long Island, the other one will just become such a cunt. I mean, gender unimportant. If you kill one of your parents on Long Island, the other parent will become so insufferable, and they will use it as a way, by the way, to constantly, it'll be like you killed them. Like, the one that survives will complain so much. Not that they even love their significant other that much either. They will just use it forever. My son killed my husband. Like, it'll never end. It will never end. So I get having to kind of do them both to get rid of both of them, because you go, if I kill one of these people, I will never hear the end of it. Just because of the types of, you know, the personality types. And now this guy, police said a man and woman were stabbed to death just after 9 a.m. Thursday in the deli they had owned for decades. A man was taken into custody shortly after. And while police did not confirm the individual's identity or his relationship to the victims, friends of the shop owner said the man was one of the couple's three sons. His hands was bloody. His clothes were bloody. And he was just leaning on his car. I didn't know anything that happened at the time, but he just sat on his car, said witness Brandon James. Near the crime scene, the owner's daughter was inconsolable as friends comforted her inside the deli. Another man saw the man walk out from the back of the shop. I just seen the son walking out, I mean, this is really, I mean, these quotes, the grammar in these quotes, these Long Island goons that can barely speak. I just seen the son walking out. And he says that I stabbed my parents, and that was it. He was very cool, like nothing happened. I mean, what? These are the actual quotes from the article. I just see the son walking out, and he says that, hey, I stabbed my parents. And that was it. Can you believe this guy? This guy comes out, he goes, hey, I stabbed my parents. Hey, I stabbed my mama and my papa. It's so fucked up. You stab him in a deli, 9 a.m., the smell of bacon on the griddle, the smell of bacon on the griddle. You've got a bacon, egg, and cheese waiting for you, and this guy comes in. Because this was someone's favorite deli, you know. Everyone in Long Island has a deli. I grew up with great delis. You know, they're few and far between now. That doesn't mean there's not a lot of delis, but the ones that I grew up with were truly great. I don't know anything about this deli, and I'm sure I'll hear from friends and people that are like, I know the people, or I've been to that deli, or I whatever. Or someone will always have a beef. They'll be like, well, I actually didn't like them that much. But a Long Island deli in the morning is one of the greatest places you could ever be. A Long Island deli in the morning is one of the greatest places you can ever be because everyone really... People don't go to a Long Island deli to start the day. They go to finish the day. They go to it's the end of the day. If you go to Long Island deli, you hit image of this deli. Let's see what this deli looks like. I'm getting hungry. Was this a, this looks like a little, was this a little bit of an Italian deli?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these are Italian delis. And they got a little pizza happening as well. I wonder if they did. Yeah, they did breakfast, of course. That's the thing about a Long Island deli. You know, when you're in Manhattan or you're in wherever you are and you're in a place, people are getting their egg whites, turkey, hot sauce because they're starting the day and they're going to go make $1 million and get a wife. But Long Island delis are where you go to end the day. You get the caloric intake of the day in one sandwich, and then you go sit in an office and do nothing except read comments on the internet and go insane. That's the entire day of Long Island's your life. It's actually not bad. You eat so much food. You get, once you have finished your breakfast on Long Island, you are done. You're done. It's two or three eggs, bacon, American cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup on a roll. Some people will do a Hungry Man hero that includes a hash brown and ham. That's a little excessive. In my opinion, you might get a chocolate milk, a Ronnie Brook Farms, perhaps a Nestle Quick. And a lot of these people chase that with a Siggy, or they'll chase it with a nice big tall cup of coffee with a lot of coffee creamer. You might see French vanilla. French vanilla is a big coffee creamer out on the island. But some people might do a little holiday cookie creamer, a little amaretto, a little hazelnut, whatever floats your boat. And then you just go sit in an office and read things on the internet that make you insane. And then you eat lunch. And then you go home and you sit in your house and you eat again. And maybe you go out to dinner or to a bar and drink. And this is it. So this is a holy sacrament in the morning, the bacon, egg, and cheese in Long Island. And this guy went in and he stabbed his two parents in the deli. Mamma Mia, let's watch a little bit of this news story here. Again, this is from, and I had to cover this right up front, and then we'll get into like, I don't know, what is Pete Hegseth doing? He's killing a fisherman there in Venezuela. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that. He just wants to kill people, that guy. Have you seen that guy's face? That, and I think he killed only two people. You got, here's the thing. We in America, that's like a thing if you kill a few people. You got to kill a lot of people for us to turn the other way. You kill two people, we're all over that. You need to kill so many people that, frankly, we get kind of like, you know, overwhelmed. You get overwhelmed if you start, if they started killing so many people over there in Venezuela, you could find a justification for it. You get overwhelmed. You go, yeah, I guess there's a reason they're killing all those people. But you kill a few people, it's confusing. I'm like, why are you doing that? What's that one boat? What's that one little tiny boat that he's, is he saying, how many drugs are on that little boat? All right, let's watch this here. Double murder, Long Island, place of my birth, in a deli, no less. Come on.
Head to Long Island, where a man is in custody tonight, accused of brutally stabbing and killing the owners of a beloved deli. It happened during the breakfast rush, and witnesses...
Now, by the way, so they've already, they're letting you know what a big deal that breakfast rush is. He just wants to let you know. First of all, we've already moved on past the stabbing. Now we're all going, wow, it's the breakfast rush. It's the height of the morning. This is the big, Long Island, it's about mornings and nights. The days are nothing. The days are kind of nothing. No matter how much money you have, if you live out in the Hamptons, the days are nothing. You kind of like wander around an empty beach and take a pill or something. And if you have no money, the days are nothing because you sit in like a debt collection office and call people and threaten them, even though you also have no money. Now, so he's saying it's the breakfast rush. There's hash browns, people are on the grill, and this guy's going to kill people in the morning? It's crazy. Go on.
Here, say they believe the alleged killer is the couple's own son. News 4's Paisley Chang is live in Bethpage with a horrific turn of events. Paisley?
Yeah, David, it happened here at A&A Deli, and anybody who has ever been into this deli say that the owners were just amazing people. If you went in here, you didn't have enough change, you didn't have enough money, they would always just say, forget about it, come back tomorrow, come
forget
back next
about
week.
It.
It wasn't a big deal. Very kind, very generous, and they are all trying to make sense of this senseless tragedy. Crime scene detectives.
You got a carve-out. Hold on a minute. Go back to see here. This is to just educate people that don't know where I'm from in my life. This is the where I come from, okay? Just go back again, please, and just try to freeze it on that Asian woman. Yeah, see if we can we get some light on that so I can see it? Yeah, just freeze. Oh, you can't freeze it without, damn it. You have a Carvel ice cream right next to this Italian deli. Where I come from, I should be 900 pounds. You are so, I mean, it's, you're so destroyed every day of your life. This is a deli that also has pizza. Do you understand what I mean? It's like a deli that goes, just also eat pizza while you're here. Just eat pizza while you're shopping. And then next to it, there's ice cream. It's unreal. But, and this story, I don't know why this story got me so much. You know, again, this show has become so big and we talk about so many of these things. Blah-bitty, blah-bitty, blah. I'm in D.C. this weekend at the D.C. Improv, and I get invited to all these, you know, Christmas things that are going on around Washington. I really don't think I'm going to go to any of them because I really just trash these people on the show. And then it's weird to kind of see them. If you see them, you're eating a little meatball at some big party or event. But I also may go, but because the food will be free. But, I don't want to be attacked by Kash Patel's girlfriend in D.C. What's her name?
Alexis Wilkins.
I don't want to be attacked by Alexis Wilkins in D.C. I don't want to be attacked by this woman. Or worse, what if she's singing Christmas songs? That's even worse. I don't want to be, you know, I'm eating a tiny crab cake in the corner and then I just, it's Alexis Wilkins. I see her from the corner of the room and she makes a beeline to me. I'll just FaceTime Candace Owens and hold my phone out like a cross. You are repelled. All right, let's go back to this here. Because, but, and here's what I mean. Here's my point. You can't forget where you came from, and where I come from truly is, and I don't say this with any joy, the worst people in the world. I mean, there is nothing. This man killed his parents during the breakfast rush. They are without conscience, and they don't care. Here they are.
Crime scene detectives removing evidence from A&A Deli in Bethpage, a fixture in the community, now the scene
right next to Bottle Depot. Do you understand the hell that I come from? It is an Italian deli. It is sandwiched in between Carvel Ice Cream and Bottle Depot, a place where you buy alcohol, you drink it, and then you die. I'm telling you right now, you need to understand where I am from, and we must celebrate the fact that I have crawled out of that pit, but kind of also now looking at that strip mall, want to crawl back in it. Because I have realized, meeting all the people I've met and seeing what I've seen, I've kind of realized that as bad as Long Island is, it is the natural state of life. Long Island is the natural state of life, which is why it's so ugly. We hate seeing it. We don't like seeing it because it is life in its natural state. Truly, which is like gross. And cruel, and that's what it is, and that's why I appreciate it now when I go back there. I appreciate it for what it is, which is it is just the raw state of what we've done here. This is the suburbs. This is what we've done. This is what society really is. It's not like some quaint little town. It's not like a little Gilmore Girls town where everybody's like knows each other and, you know, everybody's, oh, I love the soup they make at the organic grocer and we're going to go with lentil soup day. And no, that's not what it is. What civilization really is Bottle Depot and someone who's killing their parents in the deli. This is what America is now. It's the culmination of everything we've ever done. By the way, when you look around at America, it's the culmination of everything we've ever done. There are no surprises. Nothing is shocking. If you have even the smallest amount of intelligence, there's nothing. There's no trend where you go, how'd we get here? Whoa. This went left. No, it didn't. This went exactly to where it was going to go. This went to exactly the place that anyone could have protected. That could have predicted it was going to go. The suburban sprawl, the poison, the drugs, the alcohol, the consumerism, the food, the hatred, the division, all of it across the board. This is what it looks like. This is what it looks like. We have zero national purpose anymore. The people that are trying to introduce a national purpose are trying to, it's only about dominating the people they disagree with. So the only national purpose that anyone puts forward is to destroy half the country. That's the only purpose that anyone's put forward, by the way. Everyone's like, oh, we got a national purpose. Women shouldn't vote. Kill gays. Kill them. Burn them. Or the other side, their national purpose is to just infect everybody with whatever madness spell they're under. So that's the problem in the body politic, is that there is no purpose that doesn't involve destroying half of the country. We don't have one. We don't have one on any level, by the way. There's not one thing we can agree. So the only people in our society who've agreed on anything all run AI companies. Think about this. These are the only people who agree on anything are Silicon Valley AI entrepreneurs, and they all agree that we should leave the planet. And by we, they mean them. And that's the only people that are in agreement. Everyone else is like, they're at Bottle Depot. They're at the Italian deli with pizza. or they're at the Carvel Ice Cream. And if you go, get a vanilla milkshake with chocolate chip and crunchy swirled through the shake. It's unreal. But that's what I mean. You have two sides. You have one side that wants to dominate the other side. You have the, you know, both sides want to kill the other side. And then the only people who've agreed, the only agreement we have in our country right now is in San Francisco, Palo Alto, Menlo Park. These are the only people that have agreed. And they've agreed that borders and countries are fake. They've agreed that governments have no legitimacy to tell them what to do or to limit their products. They've agreed that the Earth as a planet is kind of getting old and maybe it's time to shed that and get out of here. They've agreed that humanity itself should go away and should be augmented with superior technology so that AI doesn't defeat us. We must merge with it. All of those decisions have been made. They believe we should live in a surveillance state, and they believe that we will live in a kind of feudal system where digital money, crypto, will reign supreme, and that we will have sort of a digital surveillance and police state. They're all agreed. They're all agreed. Everyone else fighting about abortion, they're fully on agreed. To the left, to the right, it doesn't matter. They don't care. So they're the only people in America that have a national purpose. If you talk to the AI people, they're busy. They fully have a national purpose. They have a purpose. They get it. Defeat China, be the leader in AI technology, leave the planet, enslave the population. Fully on board. They have a purpose. Everybody else, Bottle Depot, going over to the methadone clinic. This is the state of the country. It's everything that we've ever done has led to this. Every decision that we've ever made, from urban planning to architecture, every level of government, state, local, federal, all of these things add up to what you're looking at right now. This strip mall where a drug addict stabs two of his parents in the deli that they own. This is a horrible story, obviously, but everything leads to this. Everything leads to this. Let's watch a little bit more here.
They were just hardworking people. You know, I mean, a staple, like, in this neighborhood for so long. Like, it's crazy to believe they're not here anymore.
Where's my sandwich? That's what she wanted to say. By the way, I know they're dead. Where's the food? I've been standing here 45 minutes. Can one of their children fry an egg? One of the ones that didn't stab them? Because I've been here 45 minutes. By the way, not to be morbid, but this is such a hot topic. I guarantee you they love, like, Long Island, this is such a exciting, did you hear? It's a big thing at the nail salon. It's going to be a big thing in the schools, the teachers, little coffee klatch. Bunch of teachers get together in the break room. Did you hear? This is going to be a big story. I love Helix. It's my favorite mattress. Everyone that visits me always comments how amazing these mattresses are. Helix is amazing. The Helix Sleep Quiz matches you with the perfect mattress based on your personal preferences and sleep needs, makes buying a mattress easy. Helix is the most awarded mattress brand, tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired. Free shipping, seamless delivery. Helix delivers your mattress right to your door with free shipping in the U.S. The Midnight Deluxe is my favorite, but maybe it's not right for you. I'm telling you, Helix is the best. The Happy with Helix Guarantee. Rest easy with seamless returns and exchanges. The Happy with Helix Guarantee offers risk-free, customer-first experience designed to ensure you're completely satisfied with your new mattress. 120-night sleep trial and limited lifetime warranty. How long have you had your Helix mattress? I guess I've had mine about 10 years. I think close to it, maybe 8 years. It's amazing. When did Helix start? Am I lying? I think I've had it 4 or 5 years.
Sounds about right.
Keep this all in. I want people to know the process of how I do it because it is a great mattress. I've had it 60 years. I bought my Helix in World War II. I got my Helix mattress in World War II. Go to helixsleep.com/TimD. Where's the offer? Oh, it's the Black Friday sale. November 3rd to December 1st, 27% off site-wide. Wait a minute.
No, it's the Cyber Monday.
That's not what we're doing. Keep this in. I want them to see what it is like behind the scenes in the entertainment business. Cyber Monday sale, best of the web, December 2nd through December 9th. When does this come out?
The 6th.
All right, so this comes out on the 6th. December 2nd through December 9th. Listen to me, 27% off site-wide. 27% off site-wide. It's an exclusive deal for our listeners. I'm telling you right now, do not miss this. Go and do it. Go to helixsleep.com/TimD. helixsleep.com/TimD. Chime. Chime. Hold on. Chime is changing the way people bank. Fee-free and smarter banking built for you. Not like old-school banks that charge you overdraft and monthly fees. Built for you, not the 1%. Chime isn't just another banking app. They unlock smarter banking every day for everyday people with products like MyPay, giving you access to up to $500 off your paycheck anytime and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposits. Some old banks don't do this. Forget overdraft fees, minimum balances, and monthly fees. Chime turns everyday spending into real rewards and progress. Bank fee-free plus overdraft coverage you can count on helps you build your credit history stress-free. Get paid when you say up to $500. Earn up to 3.5% APY on savings, 8 times higher than a traditional bank. Rated 5 stars by USA Today for customer service. Real humans 24/7. Chime. God, I love Chime. I'm telling you, Chime is not just smarter banking. It is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. It just takes a few minutes to sign up. Head to chime.com/Tim. That is chime.com/Tim. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services are secure. Chime, Visa, credit card, MyPay line of credit provided by the Bancorp Bank, NA or Stride Bank, NA MyPay eligibility requirements apply, and credit limit ranges $20 to $500. Optional services and products may have fees or charges. See chime.com/fees info. Advertise annual percentage yield with Chime Plus status only. Otherwise, 1% APY applies. No minimum balance required. Chime card on-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Results may vary. See chime.com for details and applicable terms. Applicable terms.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And that's what Pete Hegseth, they're all trying to, because Maduro, there is some relationship he has to the drug dealers in Venezuela, obviously. Now, a lot of fentanyl comes from China. Some of it comes in from Mexico. I'm sure there's some coming in from Venezuela. Of course there is. A regime change war, decapitating the government. I don't know. I mean, what are we doing? I mean, nobody knows what we're doing. I don't think anybody knows what we're doing here. But I guess Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of War, is kind of denying that he committed a war crime, because people are now saying that top Republicans have joined Democrats in demanding answers about the escalating military campaign the Trump administration says is aimed at targeting drug traffickers. So here's the thing. The remarks came in response to a Washington Post report on Friday that said the Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth had given a verbal order to kill everyone aboard boats suspected of smuggling drugs, and that this led a military commander to carry out a second strike to kill those who had initially survived an attack in early September. Obviously, if that occurred, that would be very serious, and I agree that that would be an illegal act. Representative Mike Turner, Republican of Ohio and former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, said on Face the Nation. They got to kill people. This is what the thing is. The Epstein thing is like an albatross around their neck. You just can't get rid of it. They can't shake it. They're covering up a human trafficking ring. They can't shake it. They can't shake it. So the economy is tough. There's more layoffs now. Than at any time since COVID, the economy is tanking. People feel very apprehensive about the holiday season, shopping, getting presents for their family. And by the way, stop. Then don't, here's the thing, kids get presents. Stop with the adults. I'm telling you now. I used to always kind of bemoan what had happened to the holidays, and I still do. People show up in sweatpants. People look like shit. Nobody dresses up. The food isn't good. No one cares. People are, you know, it's just, there's no pride in the holidays anymore. When I grew up, my grandmother, my grandfather, there was pride and people would dress nicely. There'd be a formal dinner. People would sit there. There would be multiple courses of food and there would be discussion and conversation and prayer, whatever your rituals are. But now we don't have that. We have a lot of people sitting on a couch and snuggies and onesies and people all kind of look like they just got out of rehab and they all are on pills and they're all just kind of sitting there. They're all PTSD trauma victims. I don't know why, but they are because of traffic, because they can't handle traffic. So everybody's just like sort of a trauma victim whose mind has been wiped and they're just eating like Pillsbury dough croissants on a couch from IKEA. It's filthy. It's disgusting. And I bemoan the holidays. And now people are actually starting to agree with me. They're all coming around to this. They're going, you know, you're right. You've been saying this for years, but it's true. People are going, yeah, it doesn't feel like the holidays anymore. And I'll tell you why. It's the lack of formality in the country. It's the lack of formality in the country. A lot of this is when finance was our industry. Say what you want about the finance people. They're crooks, they're scum, whatever. Sure. But they wore a suit. The tech people are very casual. And they kind of wear much more casual clothing. And that has and they are the people that have the most money now, and they're the most powerful, and they have the political influence. And that tech aesthetic has infected a lot of the elites, top tier, higher end people. And they're walking around in jeans, and they're walking around without a tie, and maybe no one has a blazer. And maybe, so now, by the way, it all, right, get what do these people wear? This is what tech people kind of wear. I mean, they look, right, they're in hoodies, they're walking around Stanford, they're nerds, they're bums. Fine, it's okay. Look at Bezos, look at him. This guy's one of the wealthiest people in the entire world. And again, this outfit would be your earth science teacher. That's what your earth science teacher would look like in 2002. That's what your earth science teacher would look like. That guy's one of the wealthiest men in the world. He doesn't look it. He looks like an earth science teacher. Because the tech people exude this kind of casual, because they're casually destroying everything. It's the whole point. They don't want to dress too formally while they're, instituting systems of mass death. But they're very influential because rich people now are aping them and looking like them. Now it bleeds all the way down to the point where you're at your Christmas and no one is dressed up and no one looks nice. And it's a very casual. And I think that that's one of the reasons the holidays have declined. And I think if you want the holidays to be better, I think you should institute a dress code. This is something that the Tim Dillon Show is actually talking about, is actually instituting a dress code into the holiday where people actually, if you're going to go to the trouble of cooking or catering or ordering food or whatever you're going to do, people need to show up to your house. They cannot show up in sweatpants, and they cannot look like they just got out of the hospital. They cannot show up in a hospital gown and paper slippers and sit there. It's not a ward. It's a home. But you have a lot of anxiety about how much money people have right now with everything happening. I think we've had like a million layoffs. I read that last night. So here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to kill people. And they look at Venezuela, and they're a good boogeyman because they were socialists, and we've never really liked them from Hugo Chavez, and he's a communist, he's a communist. So, and then drugs. Well, do you want to get stabbed in your deli by your drug addict son?
What?
So we're going to kill Maduro. So Venezuela's like a good, that's a good one. The Middle East is too tricky right now. Israel and Gaza, that whole thing is, it was too tricky. And there's a lot of bad PR at, in America now with all, with the whole Middle East. So we got to stay out of the Middle East for a while. So we're going back to our old bag of tricks, which is South America. We're going back to South America now because the Middle East got too hot. When you're selling drugs on a block and the block becomes hot, it means that maybe the police are surveilling it and you got to move your operation. So what happened in the Middle East was Israel went wild. They bombed Qatar, ally Qatar. We had to go, hey, you guys got to chill the fuck out. Israel was at war with like seven countries. Saudi Arabia, our boy over there, the American dollar system kind of, you know, again, partially held up by the Saudi, the petrodollar. It's like the American monetary system. There's a lot of internal and external strife right now regarding the last 2 years in the Middle East. It's traumatic. It's traumatic. But we still need to kill people right now to just show people that we have a functioning government. There's no way to show anyone that we have a functioning government unless a guy comes on TV and goes, we're killing someone right now. I know you're unemployed, but watch this. We're bombing a boat. This is what people are doing. They're in their delis waiting to get stabbed by their children, and they're watching Fox News, and they're watching a boat blow up. And they're going, we're still a functioning government. And I mean, I know it's funny, but this is absolutely true. It is right now one of the only ways to prove that we're a functioning government is for Pete Hegseth to go on TV and go, we're killing someone because of the drugs. We're blowing up a boat. Do we have a video of this? Can we get a video of the boat being blown up? This is how it is. This is how it is, folks. Let's take a look at this. See? Look, we're a government. There it is. Boomers love this. Hey, it may not rate with you, you fucking Zoomer. Fuck you. Fuck you, you millennial narcissist. A boomer loves a grainy video of a boat being blown up in a country we didn't even know we were mad at. We didn't even know they were the problem. We barely heard of them. It's like when the Russia-Ukraine thing happened. Ukraine was our greatest ally, our best friend. We hadn't even heard of these people. No one had said anything because it was just Hunter Biden and people getting like contracts and all these like Nepo baby crackheads going to work at Ukrainian gas companies. I wasn't getting those jobs. You weren't getting those jobs. This was Nepo baby, political Nepo baby crack addicts having a lot of fun over there in Kyiv, you know, with a gun in a hooker's mouth, getting money. So that's why they didn't talk much about the Ukraine. And then Russia invaded the Ukraine, in my estimation, after we had kind of weirdly been obsessed with the idea of including Ukraine into NATO and then kind of instigating a little bit. And then Russia, and again, inappropriately, if it makes anyone feel better, invaded the Ukraine. It has been a bloody horrible war, which has been egged on by financial interest, weapons manufacturers in the United States and Europe. And it's ugly. But we didn't know much about the Ukraine. We didn't know that, like, we owed them, like, everything in the world, and that, there would be Ukrainian. Now, by the way, just keep in mind, I'm not a heartless person. I feel terrible. I had a comedian on who now lives in Texas who was Ukrainian. I felt very bad about what happened. If I could wave a wand, I'd have the war not happen at all. But it was very, it's very interesting to me that there's Ukrainian flags all over Beverly Hills, all over LA, and you see them all over everywhere. And I had no idea how close of a relationship we had with Ukraine. I just didn't know. I did not know that. I didn't know it. I was surprised by it when I saw all of the Ukrainian flags come out. And I, some of these people are probably from Ukraine. I get it. I'm not like some like psycho. I just was surprised. Like, right now, I'm surprised by how much Venezuela is a threat to us. Again, I didn't know this. I'm a relatively intelligent person. I pay pretty close attention to the news. It's my job. I had no idea that, like, Venezuela was responsible for all of the drugs. I thought it was, like, I don't know, Mexico or China or, like, any of the countries that we had been told were, you know, you can't start bombing boats in China. 11 U.S. warships and 15,000 troops now in Caribbean as Venezuelan tensions escalate. So here's the thing, folks. A boomer likes to see a video of a boat getting bombed. And there's a narrative, and he's a socialist, and it makes sense. It fits. It's casting, and it works. It works. We need a little bit of something going on, and this works. It's Venezuela. It's perfect. It's perfect. Drugs are a big problem. Drug addicts are stabbing their parents in Long Island delis. We know it's a problem. And this kind of allows us to do what we do. The American government, it barely functions. People got to realize that. It, like, doesn't function, really. It closes, there's, you know, the shutdown happens, you know, people are in feuds all the time, interest groups are fighting over who owns what politician. I mean, the government is, listen, it's not to say that our country doesn't function, our country functions, but getting legislation passed through the government, this is, anyone will tell you this, is like near impossible. Unless it's something like the Big Beautiful Bill, nobody even knows what that is. They just know that Sam Altman got a lot of money, a bunch of people get thrown off Medicare, ICE gets a lot of money. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. Right now, everybody's eating protein, and they're looking slim and trim. You got to keep up with all the people on the GLP-1, so what you need to do is cut out the carby barbies. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's a perfect time to save on delicious gifts and hosting holiday favorites. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Grass-fed, grain-finished beef that has more marbling for exceptional flavor. It is a choice of steakhouses and professional chefs around the world. Omaha Steaks delivers an exclusive lineup of USDA-certified tender steaks, and their fan favorite filet mignons have achieved the distinction of USDA-certified very tender. I'm telling you, what's great about Omaha Steaks is they ship everything to you. You have it there. You want to make something nice, easy, quick for the kids, nutritious, high protein, nice. Do something nice. Make a little vegetable with the kids and the steaks. Yeah. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit OmahaSteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale, and for an extra 35% off, use promo code TIM at checkout. Terms apply. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code Tim. OmahaSteaks.com, code Tim. America's largest personal injury law firm is called Morgan & Morgan, and man, this is the most important thing you need to learn today. For over 35 years, Morgan & Morgan has been fighting for the people just like you and me. They've got more than 1,000 lawyers and 100 offices nationwide. Hiring Morgan & Morgan is like hiring an army that has your back. If you're injured by someone else's negligence, you deserve to be paid. And here's the truth. Not all law firms are the same. Hire the wrong one and you may be beat before you even start. Say you put a seagull on watch. That's not security. That's catering for the seagull. Sorry. You're eating French fries at the beach. Keep it in. I want every flub in. I want people to see what the entertainment business is like in their homes. They go, what is it like to be in the entertainment business? Keep every flub in. You're eating French fries at the beach and you want to take a quick dip in the ocean. You put a seagull on watch. That's not security. That's catering for the seagull. Who writes this? There's a reason you wouldn't trust a seagull with your fries, just like there's a reason you wouldn't trust your insurance company. By the way, who is writing that? Who at Morgan & Morgan Law Firm, whom we love and we do think is good, but who is writing the seagull line? What person's job is to do that? Is that the ad company that sends us the copy? Or is that someone at the law firm that go, hey, why don't you think of something, Bob?
Well, if you're eating French, well, the seagull at the beach, if you have a seagull, it'll eat your French fries if you're in the what the fuck's happening?
If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/Tim. That's forthepeople.com/Tim. This is a paid advertisement. And some of these ICE raids are so barbaric and they're so crazy. And these like 19-year-old college students are being deported to Honduras and they've lived there their whole life. Again, it's wrong on its face. Like, it shouldn't be happening in the chaotic, insane way that it's happening. When you look at someone, a grandmother, get handcuffed and zip-tied and thrown into a car by a bunch of masked psychopaths, not only is that wrong, but if the choice becomes that or having no immigration enforcement, a lot of people are just going to go, well, we don't want to be part of this. We don't want to do this. So then you have a situation where you have people coming in, you don't know who they are, because you've made immigration regulation synonymous with zip-tying children and old women and rushing into high school graduations. So any enforcement, people are going to go, well, we don't want to be part of that. So some of these ICE raids, I just look at them and I go, long-term, what exactly? I mean, now Palantir's gotten in on the game. Palantir said, we're gonna help you deport people. This is the tech company's game, by the way. They're gonna talk about God. They're gonna do what Elon did with Twitter. He goes, we call it X now, and you can say the N-word. And we're gonna talk about God, and then we're gonna deport people. And while we're doing all of this, behind the scenes, we're gonna create this digital police state. And you're going to be with it or you're not. But we're going to placate you with things we think culturally you feel comfortable with. The truly progressive position on immigration is extreme skepticism, says Alex Karp, a longtime Democrat and the data management company's chief executive. It's great that he's a longtime Democrat. You go, what's interesting about the Silicon Valley people is they're all radical libertarians. None of them actually believe in governments. None of them believe that the government should be able to tell them what to do. They're progressive maybe on social policies and economic policy to a degree. They believe pro-gay marriage and there's a lot of women in leadership roles in Silicon Valley or whatever. But the reality is none of them are progressive in the sense that they believe that any entity outside of their multi-billion dollar and soon to be trillion dollar corporations can regulate them. They don't want to be regulated. They don't want anyone telling them what to do. And this has been that way for a pretty long time. And they believe that the United States government tax dollars should subsidize their efforts to build a new world that excludes anybody's right to criticize it. That's what they're doing. They're building a new world that excludes anyone's right to criticize it. And here's the thing. Now they're going, well, let's get into these ICE raids. Let's start deporting people because what we'll be able to do is we'll be able to curry favor with the United States government. And they'll help with the war. You know, they sold a bunch of tech to Israel. They'll be helping with Venezuela, I'm sure. Palantir software is helping U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement track undocumented immigrants and deport them faster, according to federal procurement filings and interviews with people who have knowledge of the project and who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive detail. The thing is, you're never going to get rid of however many millions of people are in America illegally. You're never going to get rid of them in the span of 4 years. So the job of any government, basically, I think, is to enforce immigration. You're going to have to deport certain people. Absolutely. You're going to deport people that have committed crimes. You're going to deport people that are here for a pretty short amount of time. But you need to have some way to do it that it isn't pure chaos. And Marjorie Taylor Greene said that on this show. The thing you don't want to do is lose the plot completely where people think that all immigration enforcement is cruelty and it's all inhumane. And because you do need to have a country, you need to have a border, you need to figure out what rights you should have as a citizen. And it's harder and harder to do this if you have people living in the shadows that aren't citizens, that are in some weird legal limbo. And we have an economy, we have a culture, we have all these things where it's hard to assimilate people into these things overnight. So it causes more disruption, it radicalizes people, it pushes people to the political fringes, all the things that people supposedly don't want. So what you need to do is you need to regulate immigration, you need to figure out a way that it doesn't, because it's the biggest issue everywhere in the world right now, in every single country, every Western country, every European country, Scandinavian countries, the UK, it's all immigration. It's all of it. It's the biggest motivating factor that gets people out to the polls. And it has to be dealt with. But when you have this clumsy, you know, kind of somewhat insane over the top deportations, people are looking at this and going, you know, and this is, what did they use this Sabrina Carpenter song?
Yeah.
Play this. Let's see. It's unserious. It's unserious. It's childish. It's cruel. I think one of the problems with whatever the MAGA movement is evolved into is it's duped their hardcore followers so much that the only thing left now is performative cruelty. And I think that, you know, when you look at everything from the Epstein stuff to this, you know, crackdown on the deep state or whatever this is, all of this stuff that hasn't happened and hasn't materialized. And, you know, this blind, unyielding support for everything Israel does and this insane pivot to Venezuela and the fact that, you know, save for a few dissenting voices, we might have had more of a commitment in Iran. It's unserious. And I think a lot of people are looking at this and saying, well, the last thing we have left is performative cruelty. And by the way, it's with the Democrats, the last thing they had left was the kind of performative, woke, liberal, whatever you want to call it, like that performative gobbledygook of just, you know, like, you know, this holding space crap where, you know, that's the last thing that they have left. They can't deliver any material change to anyone's life. They can't get anyone health care. They can't make anyone's life better. So they're holding space. You know, the Democrats play this game of like these performative kind of word games and land acknowledgments and these weird, like, you know, pseudo prayers that they say all the time. But that's the thing with MAGA. You go, wait a minute. All of this stuff seems designed to watch on television, but it doesn't seem real. Like you look at this Venezuela stuff, it doesn't seem real. We'll see if this ceasefire holds. Now they've also done good things. They've gotten rid of certain things that I think were good. I think the DEI stuff was good. I think closing the border was good. They've done some good things for sure. And a lot of people can recognize that any political movement eventually has two parts. It has the part where there's what's actually happening, and then the part, it's the show. The show. And when Pete Hegseth tweets, Franklin targets narco-terrorists, you know, everyone knows someone with a drug problem. It's a great narrative. It's a great narrative. We're blowing up boat. People like it. It's the holidays. It's December. It's cold. People are on their couch. They're watching TV and they see and they're blowing up a boat. So let's watch a little bit of this to just see what we're even talking about here.
Tonight, President Trump defending striking a boat allegedly carrying drugs to the U.S. twice in early September.
I want those boats taken out. And if we have to, we'll attack on land also, just like we attack on sea. And there's very little coming in by sea. I think we've knocked out over 90% of it.
Two people initially survived, and the administration says the decision for a second strike, killing all on board, was made by Admiral Frank Bradley. Today, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said even though he watched the first part of the attack live, he'd moved on to his next meeting before the second strike.
Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. We have his back, and the American people are safer because narco terrorists know you can't bring drugs through the water.
So you didn't see any survivors, to be clear, after that first strike?
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand because the thing was on fire. It's exploded in fire and smoke. You can't
it's
see
on
any
fire.
This is called the fog of war.
Right, right. The fog of war. They loved it. Listen, it's just what we got to do as a country. It's just what we got to do. You can't get angry at it. Can't even get mad at it. Yes, it's a war crime. It's whatever. It's what we do. It's December. It's the holidays. No, it's just what we're going to do. There's a decision made to just start bombing. We need to start, but something's got to get bombed. I mean, truly, when the Epstein stuff's going down and all this stuff is going down, someone up there goes, we need to start bombing someone like now. We need to pivot people's attention from the economy and the pedophile ring we're covering up to Venezuela. Let's start blowing up boats. Who cares? They're narco terrorists. Great. We'll blow them up and it'll pivot. And even this is good. Even this like war crime thing is good because what this allows is everyone can fight about this. It's just, I've lived through this forever. I'm sorry that I'm not, I don't feel any way about it. I mean, you can't, day in and day out, you can't consume this stuff and still care. There's no way to do it at 40. You'd have to be so crazy. You'd have to be so crazy at 40 to still have an emotional investment in that. It's just what it is. We're just blowing up. But this is what happens here. Have you not lived here? Are you new? Are you five? We're blowing stuff up because narco terrorists and they're killing your family and fentanyl and crack, whatever you really, you know, whatever you need to believe here, whatever works, whatever fits, whatever narrative fits, we're going to do it, you know? It's a Bill Hicks joke where he goes, it's like he's a Hitler and whatever you need. It's like, it's just this is the game we play. This is the game we play. It's like a tried and true method, and it really works. It really, really works. And kudos. Forget the morality of it. It's not what we're here to analyze. That's not what we're doing. We're actually just looking at this going, kudos. Good job. Who's ever in there pushing this, you know your audience and you know it will work. And it is working. In Long Island right now and many suburbs like it, the people that whose children haven't killed them are watching Fox News and they are seeing, or MSNBC, by the way, and they're either going, war criminal, or they're excited that we're blowing up drug dealers in the middle of the ocean and they're not talking about Epstein and they're not talking about whatever the hell else is in these documents that may or may not come out, redacted or unredacted, and they're not talking as much about the economy, and they're not asking to have health care, and they're not asking what Palantir's doing. And they're not asking why five tech guys in AI control half the American economy in San Francisco. They're not asking any of that. They're just watching a boat blow up in the middle of the ocean. And good kudos. Good job. You know your audience, and this is exactly what had to be done. This is exactly what had to be done. This is the type of stuff that people like. Aura frames are my favorite thing during the holidays because, you know, my family hates me. But one of the things about the Aura frame is that you can upload photos to it from a time when they didn't. If you're a last-minute shopper like me, you know the feeling. Shelves are empty and ideas are running low. Auraframes is a solution with a gift that feels personal. Who do you always struggle to shop for? So many people, I go, what do you get them? They have everything. Or in my case, nothing. Most people I know have nothing. But when they have nothing, it's like, well, what? I'm going to get them everything. You get them an Auraframe. You preload photos before it ships. You personalize the gift. This is great for family, friends, old friends, new friends, everybody. A child. Look, when you were a baby. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com. 35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code TIM at checkout. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com, promo code TIM. This deal is exclusive to listeners and frames it sell out fast. So order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. So many people come up to me in the street and go, what's the deal with ShipStation? And I say, I'll tell you what. Business owners are built differently, and there's nothing more satisfying than your business keeping up with you. But sometimes your growth outpaces what you can handle, especially when it comes to shipping. Usually people are weirded out at this point in the street when they ask me, because they go, why don't you just relax and speak like a human being? And I go, ShipStation centralizes your shipping tasks into one easy platform, and their rate browser automatically finds you the best rates across more than 200 carriers at discounts up to 90%. Upgrade today for a 60-day free trial at ShipStation.com. Use code Tim Dillon. Let me tell you, folks, e-commerce is where it's at. You know it. I know it. They all know it. Here's the reality. How are you going to build your e-commerce business? You need to focus on sales, marketing, lead origination. You can't worry about shipping, back office stuff, all that managerial crap. You need to leave aside and give it to ShipStation. Upgrade to shipping software that does more than keep up with your business. ShipStation propels it forward. Start your 60-day free trial at ShipStation.com. Use Tim Dillon. Let me tell you right now, 60 days free trial. When you're starting a business, getting it off the ground, or in a transitional phase, especially during the holidays when you're scaling up, ShipStation allows, with one easy interface, you to track shipments and orders. This is the move. This is the move. Cash is the name and the game. That's ShipStation.com code Tim Dillon. ShipStation.com code Tim Dillon. Thank you. Now, there's problems with Maduro. Like, Maduro's not really... It's so interesting. We haven't had a Latin American villain in a while. So it's like hard because isn't this him dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get mad at them because they like dance. See this? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a little hard to get mad at him. They're dancing. Right. See, the Muslim, like the Middle East, they don't dance. So we don't see like ISIS dancing. So it's easy, but when we see him dancing, we're like, I don't know. He's not fitting into the villain role. It's the culture's sexy, and there's a lot of dancing, and he's wearing a collared shirt. I don't know. It's harder. ISIS, they're all in black robes in a pickup truck with Kalashnikovs. Easy. Done. I mean, it's like wardrobe, hair, and makeup in perfect. This is a little difficult. No one's really afraid of Venezuela. They don't like that gang Trendyagua, which I imagine is no good. But they're not really like, no one's going to bed in this country going, well, Maduro and, you know, he's got to go. So their job is to telegraph how important it is. It's American foreign policy. They go, you don't know what we know. And if you knew what we knew, if you had the intelligence, if you knew how many boats were coming in with Venezuelan fentanyl, and this guy was like stamping each boat with the M, with his Maduro M, before they all left Venezuela and came here. If you knew that, you would understand why we had to blow up this boat, and we'll have to blow up more boats, and then we'll release all of that footage to entertain you over the holidays. This is what we need to do as a country. There's no other way. There's no other way to pivot people's. You need war. You know, domestic policy doesn't work because otherwise, by the way, so here, this is a good example of where the country is at. Every now and then, I like to check in with Jimmy Fallon's The Tonight Show, my colleague, and I like to see where is the country at? Where is the United States right now? I think it's fair to check in. Now, listen, does it have the viewership it used to? No. Does it have the cultural cachet? Probably not. But it is on the biggest network, and it is the big show. It's The Tonight Show on NBC. And this one features Sydney Sweeney, our greatest Nazi star. And so, kidding, Sydney. But let's just take a look, because we need to understand, who are the people who aren't killing their parents? What's left for them? Let's say you're not in Long Island and you're not on drugs and you're not killing your parents in a deli during morning rush, my favorite thing, the breakfast rush. Because it's such a Long Island. And he's right. He's like, there's home fries. There's eggs going. There's bacon going. We got soft rolls. People are just trying to eat and go back to their house and go to sleep and get on the phone for an hour about their disability. People want to get on the phone for an hour, or they're going to wait on hold because they're voluntarily disabled. And they go, I need my money. I'm disabled. My friend got injured. He injured himself with a shopping cart in Home Depot, spent 2 years not working, and got a settlement of like $60,000, which was much less than had he just worked. But that's not the point. The laziness, the being a piece of shit is the point. That's the whole thing about Long Island. It's like being a piece of shit is the point. But what if you're just a regular person in America and you know you're not on drugs that were shipped here by Maduro, apparently, and you're not going to kill your parents while they're making omelets? What is left for you? Truly, like, this is a good question. If you're not a Nazi, if you're not far left commie, like, if you're not a radical, if you're not going crazy, if you're not some type of antisocial, whatever, like, if you're not totally radicalized in some sector of the internet, if you're not a furry, if you're not like a non-binary, sapiosexual furry, or you're not like reading books about Hitler, where are you? What's left for the mainstream of this country? Take a look.
This is unbelievably great.
Okay.
All right, there's three of the hottest dolls right now that are attached to purses.
Labubus.
Yes. And they're at a fast food where you take your car to get fast food even faster.
A drive-thru?
Yes. What's the Scottish hamburger place? Sorry. As a clown. A clown is a mascot.
McDonald's?
Yes. And they're doing...
Labubus are going through a drive-thru McDonald's?
Yes, but they're also doing a TikTok trend involving numbers. Everyone says it. It's not 41.
Oh, I can't say that.
No. You can say no. Go. Subtract two. Subtract two, I think, from what you're saying.
No, I can't say that. That's the trend. Wait.
No. There's a number.
I know. Is it?
It's not 66.
I know, but that. I feel like I'm gonna.
No, you can say it. It's not 68.
I know it's 67.
Yes! Three Labubus doing 67 at McDonald's.
All right. Serious question. Why would you not do fentanyl and kill your parents in a deli? Why would you not, when that is what is being offered as the mainstream entertainment option, when that is being offered, when that is put forth as the mainstream entertainment option, why would people not embrace a life of drugs? I mean, why, if that was what was out there, Why would you not? When I watch that, I feel like I'm on drugs. I've been sober for 15 years. When I watch that, I feel as if I am on drugs. So when reality feels like you are on drugs, why would you not just be on drugs? You know? CNN is now working with our friends at Kalshi. How fun is that? I won't be impressed until they're with CBS News with our good friend Barry Weiss, who will be moderating a town hall with Erica Kirk, by the way. How fun is that? Barry Weiss and Erica Kirk. CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss sets her on-air debut at town hall with Erica Kirk. Our friend, the great Barry Weiss, everyone. Friend of the show, Barry Weiss. I texted her the other day. I said, come on the show. Come on the program. I said, we're in the top 30 in the world, really, on Spotify. Top 25 when this thing drops. Come on the show. Again, we'd have disagreements, but we'd have a great conversation about our country and world. And the offer is out to Barry and no response, which is sad, but somewhat expected, but sad. So she's choosing to do a town hall with Erica Kirk and not moi. And not me. What about it's a town hall with Erica Kirk and then I come on right after, dressed like the president of Iran? Why wouldn't she do a town hall with me and then the president of Iran as well on Zoom? We kid Barry, friend of the show, Barry Weiss. Well, there you have it, folks. I mean, here's what it is. You know, we didn't even get to Michael and Susan Dell donating a historic. Let's just get Michael and Susan Dell. Can we just finish out with Michael and Susan Dell, folks? $6.2 billion here, Michael and Susan Dell. I mean, this one, huh? I mean, these two. Oh. Michael and Susan Dell, everyone. Let's get some volume on this.
This is really exciting.
Is it,
Absolutely.
Sus?
Absolutely. It's a very special moment. We're making a $6.25 billion investment in America's kids through our charitable funds.
Next year, every American child will be able to get an investment account powered by Invest America.
That's
We've
right.
We've seen what happens when a child gets even a small financial head start. Their world expands.
The real power of these accounts is that anyone can contribute. Parents, relatives, friends, everyone can help shape a child's
It's
future.
The eyes.
To philanthropists. Companies, community leaders.
It's in the
eyes.
If you
want to be part of something truly meaningful for our kids, for our communities, for our country, join us.
And to parents and caregivers, stay tuned and get ready to activate your child's account. Every contribution can grow over the years, just like your child.
Together, we can make possibility something every child can count on.
And that's a future worth investing in.
Give it up. Michael and Susan Dell, everyone, good people. And they had a bunch of money left over after purchasing that head for her that they were able to donate $6.5 billion to the children. Well, the children are our future. No one believes that. Not the AI people. No one believes that. The children are our future. Really, they're killing their parents in delis. So if you're going to invest in anything, invest in a security system for the restaurant you own. Good night. Chime. Chime. Hold on. Chime is changing the way people bank. Fee-free and smarter banking built for you. Not like old-school banks that charge you overdraft and monthly fees. Built for you, not the 1%. Chime isn't just another banking app. They unlock smarter banking every day for everyday people with products like MyPay, giving you access to up to $500 off your paycheck anytime and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposits. Some old banks don't do this. Forget overdraft fees, minimum balances, and monthly fees. Chime turns everyday spending into real rewards and progress. Bank fee-free plus overdraft coverage you can count on helps you build your credit history stress-free. Get paid when you say up to $500. Earn up to 3.5% APY on savings, 8 times higher than a traditional bank. Rated 5 stars by USA Today for customer service. Real humans 24/7. Chime. God, I love Chime. I'm telling you, Chime is not just smarter banking. It is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. It just takes a few minutes to sign up. Head to Chime.com/Tim. That is Chime.com/Tim. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services are secured Chime Visa credit card, MyPay line of credit provided by the Bancorp Bank, NA or Stride Bank, NA MyPay eligibility requirements apply, and credit limit ranges $20 to $500. Optional services and products may have fees or charges. See chime.com/fees info. Advertise annual percentage yield with Chime Plus status only. Otherwise, 1% APY applies. No minimum balance required. Chime card on-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Results may vary. See chime.com for details and applicable terms. Applicable terms.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.